AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A moment of silence on Capitol Hill to remember the insurrection 2 years ago today. Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries.
140 officers were seriously injured that day. Many more will forever be scarred by the bloodthirsty violence of the insurrectionist mob.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where President Biden will mark the occasion by awarding the nation's second highest civilian honor. Police officers who battled rioters, election workers who suffered harassment, and state and local officials who affirmed the results will be given the Presidential Citizens Medal.
Members of the House are back in session this hour, trying once again to end the days-long stalemate over a new speaker. Just in from South Carolina, a federal court there has thrown out a congressional district, ruling it was drawn intentionally to dilute black votes. Another milestone for a critically injured athlete. CBS's Jim Crisula on the new development.
Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin is breathing on his own and able to talk after having a breathing tube removed, according to his agent. It comes 4 days after Hamlin went into cardiac arrest and was resuscitated on the field. The 24-year-old remains in critical condition at a Cincinnati hospital.
Catching drug kingpins is dangerous business in Mexico. Correspondent Cammie McCormick explains.
At least 29 people were killed in the operation to arrest the son of drug trafficker El Chapo. His son allegedly helped run his father's operations since his father was extradited to the U.S. in 2017. He was arrested Thursday in the northwestern part of Mexico. Among the dead, 10 members of the Mexican military and 19 criminal suspects.
Sinaloa cartel members burned buses and trucks and shot at planes at the Culiacan Airport. Four more days until Prince Harry's book comes out, and there are new revelations by the day. He discusses prejudice against his wife, Meghan Markle, on 60 Minutes this Sunday.
Add in the race element, which was what the press, British press, jumped on straight away. I went into this incredibly naive. I had no idea the British press was so bigoted. Hell, I was probably bigoted.
The Taliban calling for Prince Harry to face war crimes charges for claims he killed 25 troops in Afghanistan during his service. And we have a new read on the economy from the Labor Department. Bank rates Mark Hamrick on December's numbers.
With 223,000 jobs added to payrolls, the job market remains remarkably resilient. However, we should note these job gains are falling from the levels that we have seen throughout 2022.
Dow up 600. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at AnnualCreditReport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to AnnualCreditReport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Wisconsin Republicans want to strip Democratic Governor Tony Evers from having sole authority over how to spend federal money. They're hoping to include a constitutional amendment on the April ballot, which would require spending to be approved by the GOP-led legislature. The measure was introduced in January 2022. It passed the Assembly and Senate during the last session. The state and local tax burden in Wisconsin is the lowest it's ever been. That's according to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Taxpayers still paid more than $35 billion in state and local tax last year. The report says personal income taxes make up the biggest share, followed by sales tax, then corporate income tax. If you want to be the 76th Alice in Dairyland, the application period is open now through February 3rd. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for the one-year position from female Wisconsin residents ages 21 and older. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 25. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 6 above. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, high of 27. Partly cloudy Sunday with a high of 30. 35 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. Jane Matinair is on the board. No matter where you're listening on the Civic Media Network, thank you for joining us today on your Friday lunch hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. Baker's Dozen.
Yeah. Kevin McCarthy's no good, really bad Groundhog Day continues.
Yep. And so, trying to get updates as we can as we're doing the show, but
I had to laugh. Marjorie Taylor Greene just tweeted, Dems are openly plotting to elect a moderate Democrat-approved speaker if we don't elect McCarthy. This is what I've been warning about. If this happens, you can kiss investigations into COVID, the Biden crime family, DOJ weaponization, impeachment, and subpoena power. Goodbye.
Yeah, because how would that happen? Basically, if they have, I mean, but Jeffries, as I understand it, is pretty moderate.
That's what I heard.
Like. I understand that the left
is not happy.
Well, I think they're united, but I would say in the inner politics of Democrats slash the left, he is more of Nancy Pelosi establishment type Democrat versus super far left socialist type person. So he's already pretty moderate. I would think if anything was, I mean, I don't think they're going to be able to, I don't think the Democrats, it doesn't sound like the Democrats are going to break. They're like, this is your mess. You have to figure it out.
Yep. And I think they should.
Yeah, I think they should too. But anyways, so I was telling a story. So this has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about for the rest of this segment, but I promised a story. So I'm going to tell.
Yeah, I want to hear it. It's about driving.
So this was in regards to the Ford F-Series for the 41st year in a row being the number one selling car in America. And we were talking about big trucks and how hard it is for some of us to drive big trucks. And Mike has some kind of Ford. I don't know what series or type it is, but it's a big car. And he was on, again, we're talking about Brady Street. So on Brady Street, if you've ever driven on it, you know, but
very narrow.
To paint the picture, it's already narrow, which is unique because part of the complaint of Milwaukee streets and why how dangerous people are even allowed to drive is because a lot of the boulevards are so wide. But Brady Street, pedestrian, you know, it's the civilian city street that is more narrow. It's also like one of the major thoroughfares for getting east to west or west to east in Milwaukee.
Yep.
But it's pretty narrow. You can park on both sides of the street and there's traffic on both sides of the street and there's tons of pedestrians always walking. So it's one of the more dangerous streets in Milwaukee, first of all. But in the winter, especially when there is lots of snow, which there was in early 2021, the cars still can park on Brady Street next to the snow mounds.
Right.
So the snow mounds obviously already on both sides of the street are taking up another 2-3 feet. So you're losing 4 to 6 feet of your ability to drive on Brady Street. And I was in Mike's car. He was at Pete's Pub. And you can't really stop on Brady Street.
No.
Because it's a thoroughfare and people can't really go around you because it's a two-way street. So I text him, say, I'm almost there. Be outside.
So I can pick, you can jump in.
I go by. He's not there. So I do a loop around. And then I do a big enough loop around to come the other direction so that I will come right in front of where he's supposed to be. And of course, as I'm pulling up, I take my eye off the road and look to see if he's outside. And I just smash somebody's window.
No.
And his window, because it's the bigger car, was fine. But I just take this guy's window, like, clean off.
Oh, Kristen. You mean the side mirror?
Side mirror. And that, like, flight or fight kicked in. And I am embarrassed to say my first instinct was, maybe nobody saw me.
I'll just keep going.
And then my Catholic guilt kicked in. And I was like, I got to go back and leave a note. And I did. I went back. I left a note. And I was irrationally mad at Mike for
having such
obviously
a big,
his fault.
Having such a big vehicle.
Having such a big car, not being outside when I was like, when he was supposed to be. I told him I was coming. You know, all of the reasons why it wasn't obviously my fault.
Of course not.
And, but I will say I did the right thing in that when the guy called me, he was so grateful that I even left a note.
How nice.
Because I think that happens a lot on that street.
I'm sure.
And a lot of people do not leave a note.
No, I'm sure most don't leave a note.
So I'm not the best driver and I don't like big cars. So anyways, moving on. One of the stories I wanted to get to that could impact 30 million people.
Wow.
So, you know, while the House in this last week has been in jackass mode, the Federal Trade Commission got serious and proposed a new rule yesterday that could impact everyone from big tech to social media interns, depending on what kind of agreement you are forced to sign when you work at certain companies. And the potential rule would ban non-compete agreements. And if you don't know what that is, it is a common mechanism used by companies to keep employees from jumping ship, working for competitors, starting their own company in the same industry. And, you know, I think I said before, I think California had already outlawed these.
That sounds reasonable.
Even if they didn't outlaw them, they didn't hold up in court.
They were tough to enforce.
But across the country, 1 in 5 U.S. workers has a non-compete. So it's about 30 million Americans. 1 in 5.
My entire career.
You've had a non-compete.
Except for the last couple. Yes.
Yeah.
I've always had a non-compete.
So this started in 2021 with an executive order when the President Biden asked the FTC to target non-competes. And basically the proposal the agency came up with flexes more muscle than it has in the past. And the plan would make all new and existing non-competes illegal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it would also require companies to inform employees that any previous non-compete agreements are void.
Oh, they're going to love that.
Well, we're not there. This is just a proposal. And so the argument for non-competes is it's a way to protect trade secrets. You know, and so you can't work at Domino's, know the secret sauce of Domino's, and then go start your own pizza company or go to a Pizza Hut or something like that.
Right.
But the problem becomes they're basically, they have the potential to trap people into low wages. Because a lot of times, I mean, you get poached, right? And part of the reason you can get poached meaning like a company in the same industry sees your talent, sees your contributions, and says, hey, we will pay you more money to come do that here. And that happened all the time in California.
I'm sure.
But in other industries, it keeps people from being able to take advantage of those opportunities because they're like, I will get sued because of non-compete. And you have to talk to a lawyer. Be like, well, how strong is this? Will they come after me? What is, you know, what is the history of this company? And there's an estimated ending this practice would boost wages by $300 billion a year and release workers from like the career inertia that they find themselves in.
See, and in my experience, if they let me go or I left whatever radio station I was with for 6 months to a year, I could not work for another radio station within 90 miles.
Wow.
And I always thought, if you don't renew my contract or you let me go, obviously you don't want me. but you don't want anybody else to be able to find me. And that's what it was all about.
Yeah, totally. As far as where this could go, the FTC voted 3-1 in favor of the proposal. And the next 60 days, this is up for public comment. So if you have opinions on this,
interesting,
you can comment on it. But there is no set date for a final vote. And the plan, obviously, lawyers are getting involved.
Someone will make money.
Well, it's just wouldn't you have a potential $300 billion change in what workers could be earning and the benefit of companies wanting to keep people where they are and not losing talent, especially as worker shortages, talent shortages, et cetera. There's going to be a lot of people who it's going to be worth fighting this from happening.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's a good thing.
I think so.
I think it's, you know, in the squandering of unions, the increase, I mean, this, because it's not just big companies. The high-profile case, I don't know if it kicked it off, but in 2016, we said that thing is Domino's and Pizza Has a joke, but Jimmy John's settled a lawsuit with the Illinois State Attorney's General Office saying it would not enforce its non-compete that barred workers from making subs in a three-mile radius for, like, you couldn't go to, like, Jersey Mike's, or you couldn't go to Subway. And so, like, it is not just high, like, executive suite
level
people.
Right.
It is people making your sandwiches had to sign some of these things. And so I'm in favor of this. I hope it happens. I don't think it will happen for a while because there's obviously a lot of people who have something to lose from this, but I don't know. We'll see. And then quickly, if you've not heard, Damar Hamlin is awake.
Yes.
Thank
God.
Which
is so wonderful. He's the player who collapsed during Monday night's game.
His first question was, who won the game?
Doesn't that break your heart?
It breaks my heart. And the doctor responded, the answer is, yes, DeMar, you won the game of life. And
they don't think there's any neurological damage.
I mean,
so far,
it's going to be a long... I haven't read anything as far as if it was just the one in a million shot that hit him in the heart, or if there was any kind of pre-existing thing. But thank God he's awake.
Yes.
On the road to recovery, and whether you think this is the right call or not, the NFL did decide that the Bills-Bengals game has been canceled in its entirety. They will not replay that game.
Okay.
And so now I have to go. I started to read an article, and this is why I know that I'm a sports fan, but I'm not like a sports fan, because even the intricate rules, because Mixon from the Bengals tweeted out something as far as what the rule book said and canceled games and what that means for standings and going into playoffs and stuff. So I think there are some more logistics of the actual game, like what that means that they canceled it. But for now, the game is canceled. Damar Hamlin is awake. Thank God.
And his charity has...
Oh my! I think it was past $6 million.
Yeah, it's just, I'm sure, superseded anything he had ever imagined.
And it'll be interesting to see, because how do you spend $6 million on toys for just the town he's from?
Well, you get to expand your
reach. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the choice becomes as far as what else do we want to spend this money on? Because it's a lot of money, considering the original goal was $2,500. All right, when we come back, Senate GOP close to supporting medical marijuana. Imagine that. Stay with us. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost of that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Okay, I lied.
What's
that? We're going to talk about weed in the next segment.
That's
because
okay.
You picked the perfect song as our bumper music, as an Easter egg, for maybe one of the most Wisconsin headlines. It has to be up there in top 10 as far as...
being apt.
Only here. Only here.
So they, Wisconsin.
2021, I remember there was traffic created because of a line of cows that were blocking the road. That was pretty Wisconsin. I think it's Cassandra, the young woman who has gone to every single Quick Trip. You know, there's a handful of those.
Yes.
Like, you know, how Wisconsin is it?
Yep.
This is 10 out of 10. Maybe 9 out of 10, but 10 out of 10. And just to clarify, no one was hurt.
Yes, thank goodness.
But... melted butter spills into Wisconsin's Portage Canal during dairy plant fire.
Think about what, you know, and I saw the headline too, and you can't help but go, oh, that's so Wisconsin. But at the same time, when you think about the fat content in butter.
Oh, environmentally, it's awful.
It is terrible.
And no, I mean, that is certainly not the point as far as like, it is a problem, but it is also just... how much dairy we have and everything feels hilarious that this happened. And so, you know, my joke when I posted this last night is come to Wisconsin to smell our dairy air and swim in our buttered waters.
Oh, jeez.
It kind of reminds me of something from Charlie the Chocolate Factory, right? Instead of like a chocolate river, there's a butter river.
A river of butter.
River of like butter, like what else would be like if Wisconsin was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the flipped on its head.
Sure.
What would things be made out of?
Well, you'd have like cheese curd bushes.
Okay.
Right. So you can just pick cheese curds off the cheese curd bush.
Yes.
And then we'd have to have.
It would be a bush or a tree. Are cheese curds more of a fruit that grow from the branches?
I see it more on a bush. I see more okay. of a tree curd, a cheese curd bush.
What do brats become?
That's on a tree.
That's on, of course. Of course. Brats grow on trees.
It's a brat tree. And then you have to have chocolate covered cranberries and cherries.
As like raindrops?
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'm trying to think that. All right. So I'm trying to think of. In Charlie, when you first what they first walk in, and there's the chocolate river. Like, what makes the most sense is the water. I feel like Miller products makes more sense than butter as the stream.
But then you're adding the whole alcohol element, which I think makes it less accessible for everyone.
Fair, okay.
Or everyone.
So we're taking booze out of it.
Yeah, everyone can do laps in a butter river.
So is it yes, butter river? But then what do you do with the milk?
That can be a waterfall or just a fountain.
Then the waterfall churns it into butter.
There
we go. Now we're cooking.
This is a billion-dollar tourism idea, you guys. We're going to call. We're going to call.
Mars Cheese Castle.
Yes.
You're missing out. Create this.
There's money to be made.
To the amusement park. Didn't we talk about this with Greg once, that there's some kind of cheese land in Japan or something that has an entire amusement park dedicated to cheese and the different kitschy things that they have there?
If there is, then the gauntlet, the cheese gauntlet has been thrown.
I'm going to look this up. I feel like we talked about this over the summer as far as some other place. It's like, how does this not exist in Wisconsin? How is this in Japan or Korea? Forgot which country it was in. And not here.
And not here.
But just to give a little bit more detail on the story itself, a dairy plant in Portage went into a meltdown on Monday night, and the fire spilled warm butter into what they're calling a historic Portage Canal. I posted this on TikTok and someone corrected. They're like, it's not historic. But also on TikTok, someone said that in Madison, this happened years ago. That someone said, my mom and dad told me a story about how a plant in Madison burned many years ago and the whole city reeked of burned butter and cheese for weeks.
Oh, wow.
It smelled so bad for at least a decade. I swear you could smell the rancidity. During the summer. And then it was like in the sewer system. And then it was not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It was awful.
Oh, man.
I don't know this story from Madison, but when the news of the current fire broke out, my husband and I both went, again? He was evacuated during the Madison fire.
Oh, my goodness.
So I wonder when that was. If you know more details on when this happened in Madison, 844-967-2789.
And if you have any other suggestions for our Wisconsin version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, we would love to include that in our business plan.
Do we have to put ginseng somewhere in there?
Definitely.
What about the bovine genetics? What can we do with that? It's another one of the big exports of Wisconsin.
That's going to be a really interesting...
really interesting amusement park.
Mm-hmm. Educational.
You know, it's a tour of Wisconsin.
Right.
Don't hide it from the kids. But...
again, nobody was hurt.
Again, no one was hurt. Which is why we can joke about it.
Texter from the 920 says, we need relish trays every few feet.
Ah, of course.
That's an excellent point.
But how would they, like, what? Like,
it's got to be on some, it's got to be a bush or a tree,
yeah,
or a, right, a mushroom or
mushroom.
Something.
Mushroom.
What about, like, mushroom relish trays?
Where it's like, it's like, it blossoms up, and then instead of, like, an enclosed thing, it's like it opens up a flower, and it's just
radishes,
a rotating relish tray.
Oh, I love.
What's your favorite thing on the relish tray?
It might be olives.
Mmm. I think mine are pickles.
Milwaukee dill
pickles not made in Milwaukee?
I did not.
Isn't that a crime?
We
looked that up one day and we found out, I think they're made in Illinois, and it was such a fraud. It's just one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life. All right. Well, with that, we are still going to talk about the GOP potentially changing its mind on medical marijuana.
I have thoughts.
You have thoughts? I have thoughts. I don't think it goes as far as you think it does. It's still pretty tame, but we'll talk about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We're taking a break, but we'll be right back.
Ice on my wrist, I'm the next guy. Got the right body and the right mind.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. Have you ever wondered if a career in healthcare is right for you? Now is the time to start a meaningful career, making a real difference in people's lives. WISC Caregiver Careers is a free employment and training program and is launching 3,000 caring individuals into healthcare careers. Register today at WISCCaregiver.com. In minutes, we'll connect you with participating employers within 50 miles of your home. Once hired, you'll start earning while you're learning to become a certified nurse aide. Plus, you'll receive a $500 retention bonus. Take the first step that will change your life. Register today at WISCCaregiver.com. All caring individuals of any age can take advantage of this opportunity to get paid while training for nurse aide certification. Give back to those who need you the most. Get hired today at WISCCaregiver.com. This message was sponsored by WISC Caregiver Careers, a free employment and training program.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 6th through the 8th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to Bucky's Locker Room to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Wausau East High School greeted their 45 returning Northwoods Band members with a surprise pep rally. The Northwoods Band performed at the Rose Bowl Parade on January 2nd, with millions watching across the country. Band members were pleasantly surprised to learn how many back home were watching and cheering them on as well. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg declared that Northwoods Marching Band Pride Week will be honored December 30th through January 5th. The four candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court election will take part in a forum hosted by WisPolitics on Monday, January 9th. The forum will take place at the Monona Terrace Convention Center in Madison. The doors will open at 11:30 a.m. and the program will start at noon. The event is free and open to the public, but you will need to register. Water, coffee, tea, and cookies will be served. The primary election will take place on February 21st. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 25. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 6 above. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, high of 27. Partly cloudy Sunday with a high of 30. 35 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Do it, baby.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Thank you for joining us today on your lunch hour on this Friday. I hope you are having a wonderful Friday, that you have lots of things fun planned for the weekend. Jane Matinera is on the board. Jane Matinera, we're getting dinner tonight.
We are. I'm really looking forward to it.
Just very. We could maybe dip some of our fish fry into that river of butter.
The butter river.
So you sent this to me last night, and progress, I guess. But the Senate GOP, according to Devin LeMahieu, is close to supporting medical marijuana.
What?
Yeah. So he has never said this. He has always been. He has always said, until the FDA and the federal government legalizes this, I am not on board. But that could be changing. So literally up until now, LeMahieu has been opposed to the idea. He told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he believes legislation to create a medical marijuana program in the state could be passed this legislative session as long as regulations are put forward to ensure it's for those in serious pain.
Okay, who's going to determine that?
Well, so he's like, this was his quote. We don't want people going in because their back hurts and getting medical marijuana. It needs to be cancer pain, you know, because he's a doctor.
I'll tell you something. I've had back problems and sciatica.
Yeah.
That's pretty painful.
Yes. Yes. And so that's what I'm saying. It is a, if this happens, it is a step forward. I don't know how you monitor what is considered serious pain. And again, people are using it anyways. It is incredibly decriminalized in like most parts of the state, in like almost every major city. It is not a priority when it comes to policing and who has possession of it. But, and not to mention all the tax revenue that we could be having because people are doing it anyways. But it is a step forward because, you know, you were actually, as you read this article, Robin Voss in the last couple of years has said that he would be in favor of medical marijuana. I think they continued for recreational marijuana. The GOP in Wisconsin has always been no.
Right.
But so if he's already kind of been in, he being Robin Voss, has already said that he has some support for legalizing medical marijuana. If LeMahieu can get on board and they get this through, maybe this would happen this session.
Okay.
Okay. Let's hear your thoughts.
My thoughts. This is all happening in my mind because Robin Voss only got reelected by 300 votes. If that had not happened and his constituents hadn't expressed their displeasure with the gavel in, gavel out, let's not do anything, everything is fine, let's go on vacation for 7 months. Let's keep...
And then vote to have a pay increase.
Exactly. Let's keep expired cartons of cottage cheese on these boards where their term has expired. None of those three BCCCs would have stepped down from these boards if they had not been ordered to do so from someone higher up.
Should we trademark BCCCs? Should that be our first As Goes Wisconsin merch?
I like that.
Put it on a t-shirt?
Because it stands for, of course, bad carton of cottage cheese.
How long does a carton of cheese last for?
Probably 2 weeks.
I feel like it lasts longer than... I feel like yogurt and cottage cheese lasts longer than like a carton of milk.
Yogurt, well, yogurt is, yeah. But cottage cheese, that'll start molding.
Okay.
Certainly, it takes less than a year for cottage cheese to get moldy.
I would have believed that. I would believe that.
But I sincerely believe that the only reason there's been any movement and discussions about things are thawing, we want to work with the governor now, and yeah, it's only because Robin Voss got scared and thought he was going to lose his cush job.
So you feel like this is Voss putting pressure on LeMahieu?
Yes.
Oh, could be.
I mean, the Marquette polls, medical marijuana is wildly popular in Wisconsin. Even recreational marijuana is wildly popular in Wisconsin, as are red flag laws and not having permitless concealed carry.
Yes.
And the fact that they've ignored the will of the people for as long as they have and had no repercussions from it, that's why I think, yeah, this is all coming from Robin.
Which, again, not a bad thing. If there's movement, I am critical of Robin Voss. I have certainly made some videos making fun of him. But if he actually becomes responsive to the things that the people want, that is a good thing. I'm not going to sit here and make fun of him or say, well, of course he's doing it. Because I feel like that's what, you know, when Tony Evers took credit for the tax cut that was not in his initial budget the last time around, but that was what the Republican legislature put forward. And he said, all right, I'll sign this and I'm going to take credit for it. And because he saw that that might be popular and obviously he got reelected, I don't know if that's what he won on, but regardless. And so all of this is not about sticking it to the other side and winning and putting your agenda as the elected official through. It is putting through what the people want. And these issues that are overwhelmingly popular in a state that is as 50-50 as you can get, meaning that there are people who are who vote Republican who are in favor of some of these policies. There's the only reasonable answer of why you're not in favor of these things is because there are other lobbyists who think that they who are paying your bills,
yep.
who think that this is bad for their business.
Yep.
And the most obvious glaring culprit in this scenario is the Tavern League. And the Tavern League assuming that, and the truth is, there have been studies that show that in places where recreational marijuana is legal, people are drinking less. So it's not totally unfounded, right?
Sure.
I think there was the same idea. I wasn't living here at the time, but I imagine I know that the Tavern League was one of the major groups that was very against not being able to smoke in bars anymore.
Yep.
And to be fair, there's still, you go up north, there's definitely still places that are like, put a buck in the bucket, and that is our fund in case we get fined, but you can still smoke in here.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, there's not a lot, but there's some.
There's some.
And because they assume, well, people aren't going to go to the bars if they can't smoke in the bars. And obviously that's not true. I don't think it's true that if just because recreational marijuana is legal, that people aren't going to go to the bars. But there is some correlation with people drinking less. But that's always been the thought, is that this is the entity that is really against us moving forward with any kind of marijuana bills.
I just am not sure how my system will actually react if our elected lawmakers actually start legislating on behalf of the people who elected them. I don't know that.
But you're old enough to remember when they used to do that.
I do.
I'm not.
That's true. But it seems like it's been so long that they've actually done the will of the people. It will be novel.
So let me get your thoughts, since you're much closer to retirement than I am. Here is a Republican-sponsored proposal on taxes that is not the flat income tax, that is not no income tax, but a potential for retirement income not to be taxed. So most Wisconsinites would pay no taxes on retirement income under a new proposal from three Republican lawmakers. And so they're proposing an amendment to the state budget, which would exempt the first $100,000 of retirement income for individual filers age 67 or older, and the first $200,000 for married joint filers in the same age group. I'm not against this.
I need to clarify something.
You need to read it.
So if I'm retired,
and you're over 67.
I'm over 67. And my Social Security and my investments are at $100,000 a year, then I don't get taxed on it. Is that correct?
That's as far as it's written in this article by Jesse Apoyan in the Cap Times. That's what I understand it to be. Because if you're retired, it's not an earned income from a salary.
Right.
It's money that you're living off of. And so it would decrease taxes for 241,375 Wisconsin residents by an average of $1,749 in 2024. And the reason behind it is, I think Voss said this in his response to the inaugural response on Tuesday, as far as, you know, not wanting people who are retired to leave the state. And so this was a quote from Representative Stephan saying, "The last thing we want is to have Wisconsinites leaving to avoid the tax burden on retirement. This proposal is a necessary step towards making Wisconsin the best state in which to live, work, and also retire." I'm not against this. I actually think I'm much more in favor of this than the flat tax or no income tax.
Yeah. And this is, again, income up to $100,000.
And up to $200,000
for couples
if you're married.
Because my question is, I would love to hear from some 67-year-old retired Wisconsinites who are pulling in $100,000 a year.
Well, I think if it's over, I mean, it's up to $100,000. Because thinking that a lot of people don't, right? We just said 240 would affect 240,000 Wisconsinites.
People. No, it's all a good thing.
I think it's a good thing.
I think so too. just makes me think, geez, I should have invested differently. I'm obviously a failure.
Are you in the stock market?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't know. This is one of those that, you know, highlights something that the other side that I was like, at first glance, I don't necessarily see the downside of this. And, you know, if they were making more than that on their investments and whatever, they still, if it's more than $100,000, more than $200,000,
sure,
there's some taxes that still come from that. But seems like something that could have some legs. It'd be interesting to see if this is something that Evers would sign.
What's going on? Doing good things for your constituents.
Well,
I'm getting a headache.
To be fair, I feel like the stuff that actually gets passed and some of the bipartisan stuff that does get passed that Tony Evers has signed, there's less fanfare around it. So it's not like they're not doing anything.
No, that's true.
But, yeah, I just thought that was interesting as far as, and it kind of surprises me that the number is not, the amount of people this would affect is not higher, because you think how much of Wisconsin's population is aging. We talk about this a lot as mm-hmm. far as working age people, and the replacement rate is not nearly where it needs to be as far as the amount of people who've already retired, the number of people who will retire
right.
within the next 10 years, and how few people, that we don't have enough people to replace those people in the workforce.
There's still two jobs for every one person.
Yeah. And so I'm kind of surprised it's only 240,000 people and it wouldn't be more. But
I also don't think, and I agree with you, I think this would be a good thing. But I think the weather is more of a thing for retirees than anything.
And that's my point, too. It
right?
goes back to what I said about is no income tax a draw for people when they're picking on where they want to move? Ultimately, because taking care of your house and being responsible for shoveling your driveway and your sidewalk and all of the crappy things that happen to your property when you are a homeowner is harder and harder as your body is like, I don't want to do this
anymore. I can't do it anymore.
And, you know, if you still want, you know, you're capable enough to live on your own, so you're not trying to move into an apartment or an assisted living. Like, I think you're right. Like, I think there's also this chance of, like, you know, I lived and work here, but the amount of people who are like snowbirds and are like, I'm not dealing with the winter anymore because the winter's hard, no matter what. Like, if you like, I get it. Some people think the winter is very pretty. It can be pretty. People don't mind the temperatures. But as far as the upkeep of the physical labor that goes into surviving a winter, like, it gets harder and harder. All right. Well, we're going to take another break. When we come back, Milwaukee's getting its own TV show. Maybe they'll cast me in it. We'll see. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
It's not a-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Bring some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel.
Welcome back to Ask Us Wisconsin with Christian Bry. Jamie Mattner is on the board. We should do a remake of that show.
We could do a TikTok on that.
You and I?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We could go down, we'll rub Henry Winkler's head.
I love that.
Once it's warmer. I'm not doing it in the winter.
All right.
But we will do a fun video on that.
A spring promo.
But yeah, Wisconsin and Milwaukee's not, you know, we've had plenty of sitcoms. We had Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley. We had Point Place for the fictional city of That 70s Show.
Oh, that's right.
And now That 90s Show will be back there in the sequel to that series.
The Young and the Restless is supposed to be based in Lake Geneva or somewhere
really?
Like yeah, or somewhere like Lake Geneva.
I never knew that.
Yes.
None of them have Wisconsin accents.
Of course not.
No. There was like Picket Fences or something like that. Remember my parents? It was like kind of a cop show. It was supposed to be in Rome, Wisconsin.
Yep, I remember that.
I'm sure there's other ones that I'm missing, but there's a new one. There is a new show about Milwaukee, but it is not a fictional narrative sitcom. It is more like Around the Corner with John McGivern.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so it's called Good Things Brewing. And it's made by Visit Milwaukee, which is Milwaukee's tourism bureau. And it's actually, they're doing it in partnership with the same production company that does John McGivern's new show.
Cool.
Main Streets, Plum Media. And it starts on February 18th. And it's going to be, but it's not just for Wisconsinites. It's in 12 different Midwest television markets.
Wow.
So it has the potential to reach like 9 million people. And I think, you know, and I would say Visit Milwaukee is doing a lot of interesting, fun things. Obviously, they were a huge force, whether you think this is a good thing or not, behind the RNC coming here next year. It's weird that we can already say that because it is 2023. But this sounds fun. This sounds like a show I would love to host. So it's basically David Caruso, who's a lifelong Milwaukee resident, is the host of the show. And it started from he's an event planner and he hosts Facebook Live. He has like a Facebook Live show that he started during COVID and was just basically conversations with residents. Again, this sounds a lot kind of like what John did with, except in smaller towns.
Right.
Like this is in Milwaukee.
Right.
And all of it's in Milwaukee. And so I've never met this David Caruso, but I think I've heard his name before, but he went to Visit Milwaukee and started expanding, like pitching this idea. And I guess they were on board from the start. And so the show is, basically, each show, he talks to two different Milwaukee residents who then they showed him their favorite Milwaukee spots and locations in the city. So he's going to food halls, which I imagine is the Avenue, the Third Street Market, food market hall, food trucks, art galleries, coffee shops, restaurants, museums, and parks. And I'm excited about because like I feel like growing up in Madison, Madison's great. I left, didn't think I was ever coming back. Moved back to Wisconsin, and I did a video with a friend in summer 2020. And granted, Milwaukee in the summer is
fantastic.
Pretty. I mean, it's even better than Madison because Madison's basically a swamp. So the bugs and the humidity in Madison is so much worse than Milwaukee.
I never thought about that.
So
you
really,
always think
say,
that the lakes are going to moderate it, but they're not as big as Lake Michigan.
Well, and they're also pretty swampy type lakes. And so you don't get the same kind of wind as you do off of Lake Michigan. But I fell in love with Milwaukee that summer, despite it being in the middle of the pandemic. And for a lot of the things they just listed up, it's such a hidden gem. And I think this gets written about a fair amount of people who come to Milwaukee for the first time from different states and like, I did not expect this. Same thing I think people think about with Pittsburgh. Supposedly Pittsburgh is one of those places where you don't think about it as like a destination. And then right. You show, you're like, oh, this city's really cool.
Yeah, I have friends who have been there who say it's fantastic.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this from the new restaurant we went to last night called Bridgewater and the Harbor District right by the Michaels Corporation building. It's very good. I highly recommend it. Free advertising. But, you know, there's so many cool that between all the museums and all the restaurants and the Fiserv and
all our cultural institutions.
Yeah, there's so many things here. So I'm really excited for this. I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see how they... Because it's obviously an investment on the side of Visit Milwaukee as it being a advertising tool of some sort for tourism and potentially even for people to be like, oh, Milwaukee, put it on your radar as far as a place that you would potentially consider visiting or moving to. But some of the people that you would imagine are going to be on it as far as some of the guests. DJ Shauna, who we're still trying to get on this show.
Yes.
She has a new documentary about kind of her life, Dare to Be, who, if you're not familiar with DJ Shauna, she is the official DJ for the Bucks.
Very cool.
But also Derek Mosley, Judge Derek Mosley, who has been a guest on this show. And he's a big foodie. So I think he's probably an excellent person to talk to about what restaurants to hit up. And then a guy, I don't know who this is. I actually don't know this restaurant, but True Man McGee, who's the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls.
Hmm.
And so I think this sounds super fun. I think it'll be really interesting to see what gets featured. I wonder what local station it's going to be on. I'm reading this from WPR. And so as I'm trying to scan it,
Is it a PBS or a...
I don't...
Or one of the networks.
We'll put it in the show notes. So it's basically, they carefully selected where the show would be broadcasted. Viewers can see the show on network affiliates in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, Minneapolis, Rochester, Minnesota, Chicago, Rockford, Illinois, South Bend, Indiana, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Quad Cities, Iowa. But it doesn't say which actual channels you can see it on. So if we can find that out, we will include that in the show notes for today's show, because I'll certainly watch the first ones. I would imagine that they would, but also put it on social media as far as like little clips and stuff. Because I think this is a great idea.
Absolutely. And again, for someone in Iowa, that's not that far of a drive.
We have friends who have family in Iowa, and the amount that they make that trip to drive across the state and get to Iowa, I think their sister or sibling, whoever lives there, is kind of in the northeast part of Iowa.
Okay.
And so, but yeah, it's always surprised me. I mean, it surprises me how even to get to La Crosse from here, it's not terrible.
No.
And, you know, it's one of the advantages of living in a state this size where even going to the furthest part of the north from Milwaukee is 5 hours, which is long, but it's still doable.
It's not 12.
Yes, it's not 12. It's not California.
Or Texas.
Or Texas. Yes, exactly. All right. Well, we are going to take another break. But when we come back, Wisconsin in the wild. Wisconsin on the Today Show twice within a very short period of time.
Oh, this is awesome.
For one story that we've actually already featured on this show and another story we're hoping to feature soon on this show. But stick around through the news. We will be right back.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown.